E-bikes, road rage, and firefighters deployed across the West. San Diego City Councilmember Roel Campillo launched a citywide e-bike safety education campaign Friday morning at Montgomery Middle School, joined by representatives from the San Diego Police Department and the San Diego Unified School District Police. The campaign is tied to regulations the City Council approved in June that take effect August 13th, with a 60-day warning period before citations begin October 12th. Under the new rules, riders of Class 1 and Class 2 e-bikes must be at least 12 years old, and cited riders may complete a safety course in lieu of a $25 fine. The regulatory push follows a pattern of escalating e-bike incidents near schools and in commercial corridors. A recent episode near Parkway Plaza Mall in El Cajon reportedly involved roughly 50 e-bikes moving through 6 lanes of traffic. The City Council is on summer recess until August 24th, meaning no further legislative action is possible on this or other city matters until that date. In Carlsbad, Orlando Chavez pleaded not guilty this week to attempted murder and assault charges stemming from a road rage incident on the I-5 off-ramp to Tamarack Avenue. The California Highway Patrol alleges Chavez punched a 22-year-old female driver and stabbed a 27-year-old male passenger following a minor collision. Meanwhile, San Diego Fire Rescue has increased lifeguard staffing at Sunset Cliffs in response to concerns about emergency response times on the rocky, technically demanding shoreline. More than 30 SDFD personnel are currently deployed to wildfires in Spokane, Washington, with additional crews active in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada under the Regional Mutual Aid System.